Happy Sunday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and I know goddamn well, I know very much well to the core of my being that there's no way in hell I should be out here walking in damn near 80 degree weather wearing a t-shirt, a long sleeve shirt, and a sweat jacket. People out here walking around in t-shirts and tank tops and shorts, and I got on my jeans and sweating like a pig just so I can get that low way when I get home on the scale, knowing damn well as soon as I even look at a glass of water, I'm putting all that right back on. But I don't care. I like that low number. That low number makes me feel good. I like that low number when I see it, so I shoot for it every time. Now, there has been times when I've been out here and it's been so hot and I wore the pants and the jacket and just kind of burnt up too much, made myself dizzy even. Even made myself dizzy walking around here. And you know, and I was thinking today, I don't get dizzy like that anymore. For whatever reason, it may have been the vaping, it may have been the smoking the Black of Miles, whatever, but I never smoked, I rarely smoked before I walked, I don't think. But I used to, you know, I used to get nausea, walking and sweating or whatever. I don't do that anymore. I do definitely feel more healthy in that regard, but I'm sweating profusely under this thing. And the only thing I can think about is how the weight is going to be low. The weight is going to be low. Because last night I did good, Friday night. In fact, I woke up Saturday morning. Mr. Scale told me 217 something. And that's like miracle. That's like miraculous. And I did good pretty much during the day. But at night... I didn't have any sweets though. I didn't make them damn brownies. But I sure did eat a lot of french fries, tater tots, and chicken wings. And they were so good. It was just so, so, so good. Oh my gosh. It was tremendously good. And it felt good just to sit there, kind of watching the game, and then trying to get into some Steeler podcasts or whatever. Just, you know, just in my recliner. After having a semi-good day, some exciting stuff to play with, had toys I wanted to play with, and just a good Saturday. Maybe the first Saturday I've had to myself, what I like to call a Jeffrey Day, in 3 years. No, probably maybe a month. And Jeffrey Days, when I know I got to do something the next day or I'm anticipating something, almost don't count. Say like I got a Jeffrey Day today, but I know tomorrow, Monday, I'm leaving for Europe or something. That Jeffrey Day ain't no Jeffrey Day. I'm still turned up. I'm still wired. Things I got to do, things I'm thinking about, things I'm considering, all that. But today... Yesterday, I had everything lined up and put behind me. Open sea, open sail, open road. Just, whatever. You know, I was, got myself to a place, finished work. Symbolically, approved my time card. Got that taken care of. I got distracted. I get distracted by people. I ain't gonna lie. I get distracted. And since I'm the person I am, it's almost like I can't fake it or I'm not gonna fake it. I'm just not used to suppressing, if that's the word, mannerisms or something, and being polite, like saying, you ain't supposed to laugh when somebody fall. I can't help it. Sometimes shit happens. And it's funny. And then once you find out nobody really got hurt, you know, it's a little better. So here we are, Ventura Boulevard. You already know, probably. Get ready, walk it up. Oh, I think I can cross the street now. I like walking on this side of the street anyway. I like walking on this side. Don't ask me why. I just do. I like walking on this side of the street. But I'm sweating profusely. I'll get home. I got to take my hat and put it in a certain position. It has a designated area to go because it's going to be soaking wet. It's going to be soaking wet. So it's going to have to sit and drip in that sweat. One time I hung it up and it dripped on the floor. It left a puddle of sweat on the floor. So that's when I learned I got to put it in, I guess where I put it now, it's still dripping. I just don't see it. It's dripping on an airplane blanket I got laid across one of my chairs that I use when people come in the studio. The water got to still go somewhere just because I don't see it, huh? Kind of like the homeless. Just because you don't see them, don't mean they ain't there. But anyhow, get my ritual, pop off my sweat jacket, turn it inside out, hang it up in the closet, hang my shirt. All that water coming through, all that sweat and stuff got to go somewhere. I guess it's just dripping in the closet. Can't hang it up in the bathroom because I don't have a shower rod. I got sliding glass doors. So that's that. Probably I need to find a designated area to put it. I probably could do that. And when I have some free time, I might try to figure something out like that. Because all that sweat, you know, just to make things easier on me, I just assume it evaporates. I just assume it evaporates and just goes to nowhere land. You know, it's easier for me to think that way than to really actually figure out where all that sweat and stuff goes. Because these shirts thing gonna be dripping wet when I get back there. But anyway, I take them off, get in the shower, go through my ritual. I'm gonna stop by Ralph's before I get home. Yesterday I walked, and I walked right past Ralph's. I didn't stop by Ralph's. I didn't stop by Ralph's. I walked home. Maybe I can go back to storage today, eat a moderate breakfast. You know, keep the day going. Don't have that meal that's gonna knock me out, even though I might be due for a knock me out day. I don't wanna give in to it. Because I like the numbers that Mr. Skill is telling me. And once I go south, it's hard to come back north. Once I get going down that slippery slope, no matter how good it feels, I want that number. If I can come in Monday, tomorrow, with a nice number, set the week off. You know? Kind of set the week off right. That's what I'm shooting for. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say. Getting ready for the summer. Things starting to, calendar starting to fill up. Things happening. Graduations and shows. And, you know, one thing about the shows, for whatever reason, I didn't get tickets. You know, people, you know, put their tour schedule out and all that. And for whatever reason, I was just comfortable not getting tickets. I figured, it'd be general admission. I can get them anytime. And quite frankly, the price has gone down. A couple times I bought them the day of, you know, like that, when they first get released. And the price has come down. So I was kind of aware of that. So I didn't get tickets. But I kind of cleaned myself up, figured out a few things, laid out a plan. Had to spend a little bit more money than I wanted to, but I did okay. We'll see. We'll find out. Should be a good time either way. And let's face it, seats or no seats, I usually get what I want or like what I get or make it work, something like that, however you want to put it. Birthday coming up. Birthday, I won't be row one. I'll be row two. No, row two Vegas. I'll be front row on my birthday. I went ahead and spent the money. I'll be row one on my birthday. That's for me to even consider being row two on my birthday is me being overly politely humble. I'm Jerry Scott Mitchell, damn it. Second row on my birthday at the P-Funk show. Kiss my black ass. But then again, House of Blues, Disneyland, my birthday, they sent me home. They saw me smoking something in the parking lot in the car, on camera or whatever. Police guy came over and said, zero tolerance, you gotta go home. Showed him my license plate, my license. I'm P-Funk One, my jersey. Look, it's my freaking birthday. He was like, nope. You can't do it. It's a good thing P-Funk had shows the next night at Crash Mansion in L.A. And I think I had seen them the day before also. So I was good to a certain extent with that. I mean, I'll never forget that. They let me know. He said, y'all can do that up in L.A. Down here, we don't play that. Sure enough, next show in LA, people smoking everywhere. So I learned my lesson about Orange County, and I'm not mad. I'm not mad at all. I'm like, okay, you can have that. You laid the rule out, you paid for it, you built it, you got it, whatever. You can have that. I'll just stay away. You know, I'll just understand. I'll either stay away or I'll understand what I'm dealing with. And I respect that. And I like that even. Everything ain't for everybody. Everybody shouldn't be entitled to everything or have access to everything. There can be some exclusivity there. You can actually, like, have people that everybody can't go or be everywhere all the time, you know? You gotta watch these people. People get excited. People be riding and be feeling the hysteria and the vibe and feel like they gotta go fast and get out of people's way. And they don't wanna be impolite or whatever. You keep it moving and start driving just as fast as everybody else when it ain't really necessary. But I understand how human beings are. I've mentioned it here a bunch of times. So it's shaping up to be a pretty good summer, I guess. As We'll see. Some stuff coming up next week. And then the week after. Spend some money. Money I ain't got. Taking a big hit. Going with the you only live once understanding. But still, because one day it won't be here. One day it won't be here. Nothing lasts forever. So you got to get it while you can. You got to get it while you can. Take advantage of those opportunities. Anyhow, I'm burning up. In fact, I've walked on these things. They've been sweating so much that there were drops of water dripping off the brim of my hat like a spigot when I walked into Ralph's. I had to take my hat off and put it in the brim down my pants to hold it, because it was soaking wet. And I'm definitely feeling it now. I'm definitely feeling it. Oh, I might have been walking on the left. I gave her the eye, and I might have been walking on the left. My bad. See, since I might have made mistakes too. Anyway, so we're going to y'all two times. For me, for the funk. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this or any universe that ever was, as it will be, a totality of it all, hypothesis of all is one, theory of universe. My name is Jeffrey. Woo! I'm just saying, like I said in another video, I knew it was too hot. I knew there was no way I should have been walking around wearing all that stuff. But anyhow, I get to Ralph's and I'm just so soaking wet, dripping in sweat. It was just no way I could go into Ralph's. In fact, I had to like stop and lean over a shopping cart to catch my breath. I had to unloosen my pants. It was too much. I did way too much. I had to stop and get some breakfast. I had to stop and get some sustenance in my body. Ugh. So I'm just dripping in sweat. I can just feel the sweat all in my suit and on the underclothes I'm wearing. My pants are wet. And what happens is, when I walk in the summertime, I would get so sweaty that I would carry my electronic equipment in a plastic bag. And I would even put my wallet and the car remote and stuff in a plastic bag because everything would be dripping wet. I was soaking wet. I was almost delirious. I'm like walking around. But you know, I wasn't delirious, but I was like, okay, you need to take a moment. And so I said, I just need to go home. I just need to keep walking home. So I went in, I walked home. I said, oh, I'm going to stop at so-and-so street and sit on that bench for a little while. I just catch my breath. I said, nope. I just kept going. And while I was walking, there was no way that I even considered taking off the sweat jacket, the sauna jacket. That just was out of the question. I was going to finish it up. I wasn't taking it off. That wasn't part of the equation. I would stop and sit down. I would pass out. But I was not going to take that thing off until I got home. And then when I did get home, it felt so good to walk in the apartment. Took my hat off. It's soaking wet. I had to put it in a place that I'm not used to putting. Now that I start thinking about, you know, where all this water is going to go, where's all this sweat going to go, I just couldn't just put everything back in their normal place. So I literally walked in the shower, got in the shower with my shoes on, and undressed inside the shower. take off the sauna jacket. And even where I walk from here to the bathroom, you can see sweat dripping on the floor. Save a dollar on my potato chips. Save a dollar. Oh, look at it. Save a dollar on stuff that I bought yesterday. Remember I was saying, I don't know if I was saying it to y'all, but I probably got coupons for stuff that I bought yesterday. And I do. Save 45 cents on my fries. I bought them yesterday. Oh boy, they're trying to give me some vanilla wafers. But my unsalted potato chips, I get a dollar off two of them. So that'd be good. So I walk in the bathroom, take stuff off in the bathroom, and I walk out to my bedroom to get whatever else I need. I took hangers in there in the bathroom, so I'm going to have to just start keeping stuff in the bathroom. And so even though, you know, while I'm doing all this, I'm feeling this way, feeling that way, get out of my clothes, just like, I still stopped and took the time to go to Walmart and Google shower rods. I'm going to look to see if I can get me a shower rod to go in my bathroom, go in my shower, so I can start hanging stuff clothes up. I mean, it's just something to do. It's just something to do today. You know, just to keep me going. I'm going to go to storage, do this, do that. Just to keep me busy and keep me from just being lazy and eating. And I really don't need to get any food, but I'm going to go to. I want some chicken. I might go to Price Club. Costco. I might go to Costco and do some stuff. See my Straight Outta Youngstown shirt? I might go to Costco. So, I mean, clothes are just soaking wet. I had to take them. Literally, I put them in the shower. I just let them hanging on the shower door handle. Then I had to pick them up, and I just dumped them in the sink. I just put them all in the sink. They were so wet. Everything was so wet. Even my pants. I had to take my pants off and hang them up. I got them hanging in the shower right now. But what I did was, while I was going through all that, I Googled shower rods at Walmart. So I'm going to go pick up a $10 shower rod. Tension, you know, so I should be able to screw it up in there and make it tight and just hang my clothes up in there, because summertime is coming and this is going to be a thing. This is not going to stop because of now. Even if I don't wear my sauna jacket, things are going to be wet and sweaty. And once you start thinking about where the hell all that sweat go, it's in your mind now. You can't unthink it. So I had to handle it. That's my phone. I got my phone. It looked a lot less square than what it was. The phone looked a lot less square than what I thought. What else can you see here? Let me clean this up a little bit to make the set look a little. But anyhow, ooh, and this, I really don't want you to see my floss stick. Even I think that's not gross, but I'd rather not see it. You know, I'd rather not see somebody else's floss stick. Like that time, granddaughter had picked up my floss stick and was doing her teeth because she saw me doing mine. I'm like, eh. But what can you say? So, you know, I get undressed. I'm still sweating. Get on the shower. Take my usual pee. Get on the scale. Scale said 214.0. The scale said 214.0. Let me say that again. The scale said 214.0. When I got on it this morning, it said 218 something. 218.4, 2.8.6, 218.4. I lost 4.6 pounds on that walk. Anomaly weight. Like I said, as soon as I look at a thing of water, as soon as I do anything, I'm going to put it back on. So I got in the shower, and got out the shower, and got back on the scale again just to check. It was down to 213.8. 213.8. It was 218.4 or something when I woke up this morning after that walk. And I know, you know, after I eat my breakfast and stuff, that my weight's going to go just shoot right back up. But it doesn't matter. It's about trend. It'll go like this. But it'll keep going. It'll go like this. But it's going down like that. And I understand that from day to day. Because I just watched my weight to the point to where I can almost guess what it's going to be. I can just about guess what it's going to be. You know, I'm right about 75, 85, 90% of the time. But anyway, it was down 4 pounds walking. 4 pounds walking. In fact, I should strip down and get back on the scale right now just to see, with just drinking a little bit of water and the food I ate, how much that put back on. But I knew I was doing too much. I knew I was overdoing it. But it felt good to accomplish. I got home, showered, dressed, settled down. I finally stopped sweating. Put on some clothes. I'm going to go to Walmart and get a shower rod. And I considered getting a pair of size 38 pants. All my pants are 36s right now. and it's kind of killing me. All my pants are 36s right now, and to be honest, it's kind of killing me. A pair of cheap 38 pants I might get just to wear to work and do other stuff until I get down under it, because I don't want to get used to them. So I'm only going to get one pair, and I get the shower rod and maybe some chicken. I want that chicken. I had chicken wings yesterday. They were so good. I had chicken wings yesterday. They were so good. Oh, don't overcook chicken, black people. Black people, do not overcook your chicken. There's no reason for you to burn up and dry up your chicken like that. Don't overcook your chicken. I know they're going to tell you all these things about, I ain't eating no, I don't want to see no, I don't have, no, no, people, don't. Don't. Do not overcook your chicken. Get a meat thermometer. I got a meat thermometer. I don't use it. I just don't overcook my chicken. Every now, I should check it now. In fact, I got a meat thermometer now. I should go check my sausage. Can I do that? Okay, what I did was I switched cameras because I want to take you in there with me. I switched cameras and... No, I switched microphones. I take that back. I switched microphones because I want to take you in there with me to where I'm going. I'm going to take this camera right here. Can you see that? I'm going to take this camera here with me because I want to use the meat thermometer. I actually want to play with the meat thermometer. So we'll see how that goes and how that looks. All right, so here's my meat thermometer. I don't know if you can see what it reads, but it says 75.6, 75.8, 76, 77. I put my sausage in the air fryer for 20 minutes at 370. Put that in there, juice jumping out, 190, 200 degrees. Stick it in there, juice jumping out, 212. See, that's enough. I think 168 is the number. This is 207. See, this stuff is hot enough. Stick it in there. You don't got to overcook it. I've been way overcooking my sausages, way overcooking them. I don't know if you can see that. Let me see if I stick this in there and pick this up. Can you see that? Or I'm just dripping grease all over the place. But anyway, see, so that's all. And the meat thermometer is kind of cool. Let's wipe it off and close it. It cuts off. Put a battery in it. Look at that. That's that. 20 minutes at 370. I was cooking my stuff 25, 26, 27 minutes at 400, which is just ridiculous. Just wanted to get one last shot of me in the kitchen because I'm starting to learn how to use pause. I'm going to pause stuff now so that you only see good footage. I'm going to try to resume the minimize the footage and really, really, really stop talking about testing. Stop talking about why this camera ain't working. Stop talking about this and just try to get more into what I'm should be saying. Get into a message. Stay more into the message and not play behind the testing. Oops. See, I should be able to speak nice, clean shots like this. Pause. Set up the camera. Get a good shot. Resume. And then pause it and stop. And then just end up back where I need to be. Happily back in the chair after I took you on a nice little excursion to see your meat thermometer and my morning sausage that I have. See, right now I don't have any morning sausage. I'm eating a little bit of rest of the steak I had. But in there was grits and cottage cheese. And this cottage cheese was frozen when I went away to Ohio. And then when I came back, I take it out. It loses a lot of its cool texture. The milky texture goes away. It kind of dries out and it gets weird, but I still eat it because I mix it with my grits. The grits too. I froze my grits and I come back, I unthaw them. I eat them because it was just too much. I wasn't going to throw them away. And I, you know, they're just with something in my stomach anyway.